Hey guys, it's Gigi.
And Toothless here.
And welcome back to the Slytherin Twins. So today we are going to be talking about Harry Potter wands and Fantastic Beasts.
Yep, some Fantastic Beasts, but just a couple.
Yeah. So
we're going to discuss the various wands. We'll talk about
some of the wands that we have.
And some of the best ones or our favorites. And then maybe we'll talk about the dimensions of the wands and the cores of the wands. Because that's kind of interesting, too. Some of the longer and shorter ones and stuff like that. Okay. So let's go with probably the most popular wand of all, I think. Well, first, I guess we could get into the two types of wand makers. There's obviously the two most notorious or most famous are Ollivander, obviously, who in Great Britain, and
Gregorovich
over in, we're going to say, like, Russia or something like that.
Russia, so. Because that's where Victor Krum got his wand. Gregorovich.
Yes. So, we'll start with the most famous wand of all.
Which is Harry Potter's wand.
Uh-huh.
So,
as everyone knows, its core
is a phoenix feather.
Fox, and it's also the same core as
Voldemort.
Voldemort.
Yes.
Do you have the length of his wand there?
I have the wood. I have his Hollywood. And
yeah, it's made out of holly, with a phoenix feather core.
And his wand is 14 inches.
Yep, 14 inches, which is, I don't know, would you call that long or short?
I'd say that's pretty long.
It's pretty long. I mean, it's longer than a foot, so. Yeah. I love his wand. It's pretty rough looking, and the handle on it is, don't worry, it's still recording, I promise. It's fairly rough. It's rougher than I thought it would be. I thought Harry's wand would be more like Draco's, which is really smooth all the way down.
Or Snape's.
I love Snape's wand. Yeah. But anyway, it's pretty rough. Almost the handle looks like bark, almost.
Yeah. It is. It's bark.
It took you that long to say that. So, it's a good wand. I like the way it looks. And it's, I don't know how flexible it is.
Oh.
Okay, I'm trying to tell her something and she's not listening. I'm trying to tell her that the microphone is over here. So when she's way over here talking, that she's not going to come up very well. So, anyway, I like it. I definitely would want it in a collection.
Yeah.
Even if it was the ugliest wand in the world, I would want
it. I do have his wand, but it's not the full length.
It isn't. Was that one in a box or whatever?
It's in a bag. Yeah, it's 12 inches. So it's 2 inches off.
That's not even a replica wand then.
It's not a replica wand.
No. The replicas at least have the same dimensions. They're just.
They have the same lengths and everything.
Yeah.
And
okay, so the next wand that we are, they're actually two.
Yeah.
Ron
well,
Weasley's.
Three, technically.
Yes, the before broken. The broken, and then a new one.
Yeah. And the new one looks a lot like Harry's, and a lot of people get Ron and Harry's wands.
It's made of a different wood. Do you know what the wood is?
His wood is... I don't know what his wood is.
What about the core? I don't know. They don't really say too much.
They don't really say too much about his core, but I do know that his first wand was 14.25 inches.
Ooh, 14 and a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His broken wand was 13.5 inches.
Because it had a bend in it.
Yeah, it's 13 and a half inches.
Yes,
and then
with the spell of tape.
His new wand is 13.75 inches.
Oh, wow. So they kept getting shorter. I personally like the spell of tape wand. I wish that you could buy Ron's wand with spell of tape. How did she get it?
Subscription box.
We're just going to do a whole Cherry Wallace episode, and I'm going to send it to her personally and say it's called 20 Reasons Why Cherry Wallace is Amazing.
We can go on for an hour.
Yes, and we'll go on for an hour. Okay, so, and then the other one, like Gigi said, It looks like Harry's, but it's lighter in color. It's more like caramel
color. But a lot of people still get them mixed up, which I can understand why.
They do look alike. Yes. I like Harry's because it's darker. But yes. Okay, our next one, I'm guessing, is Hermione's. Hermione's is really, really cool. Yes. Can you describe it, Gigi?
Okay, yes, I do have this wand, so I've explained it several times before. But it does, her wand is, it's perfectly round at the end, so it's not the tip, but the end. Mm-hmm. It has vines around it, not real vines, but it looks like a vine. I believe, I don't know what her core is.
No.
But
length is 13 1/4 inches.
Yes. And the one that I have is 12 inches.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't really know that much about it.
The way that it's described is it looks like a vine wrapping around it. I said that. Yeah. Oh, did you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
You have glitter in your beard.
Great. I have glitter on me from making slime videos earlier. Yeah, not sure what the wand is and what its core is. I bet you on Pottermore it has them all.
I'm sure it does. Yeah. Or you can just look it up. J.K. Rowling said a lot.
Definitely look it up on Pottermore or something official. Maybe we'll do another episode that just goes through the wands and says what their cores are, what the wood is, flexibility, and length.
Yeah, definitely.
Our next wand is Mr. Neville Longbottom. His wand is really cool.
Mm-hmm. It's got, like, spirals at the end. It has spirals at the end, and it's darker at the end than it is at the tip. Like, it gets lighter.
Yeah, the handle's darker.
Yes.
Yeah. Keep going.
He used his father's wand for most of the time.
Right.
I think that's the wand that I'm describing is his wand.
Yeah, not the first one. It's 13 1/2 inches.
Oh, really?
So far, after every wand that we have mentioned, I would like to have.
My friend got Neville's wand for her birthday.
Yeah, so I saw the envy on your face.
I was very...
like, oh,
I really...
I'll trade you one.
No, okay.
Next, we're going to do the Weasley brothers here, Fred and George, the twins.
But we're going to talk about Fred's first.
Okay.
Because Fred is more important.
Because Fred's dead. Again, we're not sure what his the wood is or the core.
But
it's cool. It's got a little.
Yes. Little here's a fun little fact.
Yeah. Here we go.
Connect Fred and George's wands, if you do the handle of George's and connect the tips together, it makes a broomstick, which is really cool. I really like that about their wands.
Yep.
Fred's wand is 13 1/2 inches. And George's is 14 inches.
I really like Fred's because this is supposed to be the bristles of a
broom. Yes, the bristles. And but it kind of looks like a pine cone.
Yeah, it looks like a pine cone. It looks really prickly. Mm-hmm. I just like how it's not straight. It's got this little...
Yes, it is.
Very slight
and so,
bend.
Neither is George's. If you see
and then George's... His has got a little bend in it. I like George's as well. It's got this little, like, almost like an X pattern.
It looks like the handle of a broomstick.
Yeah, but it also looks wound. Like, it's got, like, leather.
Like, woven. Leather. Yeah, leather. My lip feels really weird.
Like, it says that it is reminiscent of a broom complete with a saddle. So, there you go. And Fred's is a little bit longer. George's is a little bit longer than Fred.
Yes.
Next is the other Weasley. Do you have her wand?
I don't, but I really want her wand.
I love her wand.
We haven't even said who it is. Ginny! We are talking about Ginny.
Yeah, I said Ginny at the beginning.
No, you didn't. You said the other Weasley.
Her wand is all black, a swirl in the handle.
When we went to Universal, I saw her wand, and I really wanted it, but I didn't get it.
And remember,
I also wanted Tonks.
Ginny's a good duelist.
Oh, yes. I would say her best spell is Reducto.
Slughorn says she's got a wicked bat bogey hex, remember? That makes boogers fly out of your nose.
Yeah.
But yeah, her wand would definitely...
But I mean her, like, a dueling protective spell.
Her wand is 14 inches long.
Oh, same length as her big brother. Mm-hmm.
It's a good looking wand.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much.
All right, our next wand is...
Draco's.
I love his wand. It's probably one that I would want to get fairly soon.
Yeah, because I have Lucius's and Narcissa's, so I only need Draco's to complete my Malfoy collection, because I also have Bellatrix's. So I only need Draco's, and I really want Draco's for that reason.
Draco's wand, the tip, I don't know, I'd say 3/4 of the wand or 2/3 of the wand, mm-hmm. the lower part, is made out of Mexican rosewood, which is a light brown wood, and then it's attached to a jet black ebony handle. So it's made out of ebony and rosewood.
Yes.
The core, not really sure what his core is. It has some silver studs on it. And the length of his wand is 13.5 inches. I really like his wand. I just think it's cool because it's pretty much perfectly straight.
Yes. And at the end, that handle, it actually has like a little...
Like a tip. A little, I don't know
what it's got like a crayon tip.
Yeah, like almost like a little stud almost or something. Yeah,
like a crayon.
But I just like the look of that wand.
Yeah, it's pretty basic. I don't.
That's another one we
need
to get.
But I need his to complete my Malfoy collection.
Okay,
so
next.
We are going to talk about Luna's. Now, hi, Harry. A lot of people don't know this, but Luna has had 2 wands. Her first wand broke.
Yes.
And Ollivander fashioned her a new one.
Yeah, and her first one, you can go ahead and describe it, Gigi. Yeah. Her first, it's not too much.
No, her first one was just tan, and it had like some... not pine cones. What are those? Those are like acorns.
They look like acorns and some leaves, but they're just
very subtle. They're like carved stenciled into it. Yeah.
They're nothing.
And
really
her second wand. I do have her second wand.
Yes, the tulip.
Which
wand.
I love. It has the handle is a tulip, which I love so much. And it's like a light brown, not tan, not like brown, but it's a nice light brown. And it definitely describes her personality so much.
Yes.
So her first wand is 14.75 inches, and her second one is 13.5 inches.
Yep, so 14.75 and then 13.5.
Yes.
I definitely like the tulip wand better.
I have that one.
That's one of the more popular ones.
The first wand is actually really hard for people to find.
Okay, Dean Thomas.
Yes.
He's got a really cool wand.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people haven't seen his wand. And
no.
His wand is very cool.
Yes. Why don't you describe it?
Okay. So, it's like the wand is brown, but he has this swirl around the handle that's like a tan. So, you can like see that it's wrapped around a wand, almost slid onto it.
It's kind of like... Hermione's in a way, because this is actually supposed to be like a branch wrapping around
right.
the wand. It looks like a spring, you know?
Yes.
Coiled around
and
the wand.
And it's a...
Yep, spit it out. You're wasting air time.
But wait, no, look.
It's a dark brown hardwood baton for a wand. That's all it has. Yes. Don't worry, I'm doing that.
Okay.
It's 14.25 inches long. Which is fairly long. Plus, Dean's really tall, so.
Dean is very
He's one of the
tall.
Taller people.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing us to the smaller one.
Seamus.
Dean's best friend, Seamus. Go ahead. My dad's
okay.
a muggle.
Mum's
a
witch. Bit of a nasty shock for him when he found out.
Anyway, why don't you... his is neat. I like the handle on his.
Yes. His wand is tan, and then the handle... It's a bit of a darker brown with, like, black stripes. So it's, like, brown, black, brown, black, brown, black, brown, black.
Yeah.
So.
Only on the handle, which is about 1/3.
Yes.
But it's a baton style, meaning it doesn't have any weird curves
things
or anything. It's
just
pretty much a straight, kind of narrow taping thing.
Yes. And here's...
Black spiraled handle, ruddy brown.
Here's a little thing, a little fact. The person that plays Seamus
mm-hmm.
has broken the most wands on set.
Yeah, which, with who in second place?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, very close second, they said. So those two, yeah.
Yeah.
Seamus's wand is 13 inches. So, but it's cool. I like it.
Yes.
All right. Guess we got...
Next wand is Crabbe.
Crabbe.
Vincent Crabbe, which I don't really think you see his wand at all.
No, I've never really seen it. It's pretty cool. It kind of looks like a chair leg. It's got these little spin, you know, little spots on it, but thick. It's made of hawthorn, light hawthorn. It's got a flat, blunt end, laced with a few curves to show the dark layers of rings underneath. And Crabbe, His is 15 inches long.
Oh, wow. He's one of the longer ones.
Yeah, it's really thick. Look how thick
it's
that wand is.
It's a very thick wand.
Yeah, that's not even a tip.
And, you know, we are describing these so easily.
Yes.
For a reason.
Because they're plain?
What?
Because they're plain?
For a reason. Oh. You keep saying it says...
Well, because we have a cool book.
It's the wand book.
Ah, and then there's Goyle.
Goyle.
Good one, Goyle.
Gregory Goyle.
You're absolutely right. Goyle's
Saint
wand,
Potter.
I would expect it to be fairly long.
It's really thick, too.
It's, again, it looks like crabs, where it's just got these two.
And they are not brothers. They're not brothers. They're just best friends.
It's a two-toned light and dark wood. Handle is largely lighter wood, offsetting the length of the dark, flat-topped shaft. It's... Again, really thick
it's
looking.
It's very thick. It also looks like a chair leg.
Nothing about what it's really made of or the core. Goyle's is 14 and 3/4 long. I think that's the longest wand we've encountered so far.
No, crab's is the longest.
15. Which
but
is kind of funny.
But the longest wand is Gilderoy Lockhart's.
Next is Cho's. Her wand's really cool. It's spiraled, then it's kind of dotted, and then it's spiraled again at the end in a different way. What do you think? It's reddish brown, I guess.
Yeah, it's reddish brown. Her wand is very spirally.
Yeah.
Which is cool, because you don't want just a basic wand for every person. It's very cool.
I'll be honest, because we read the books before we saw the movies, but I was surprised when watching the movies that they had different wands for everybody. I literally thought they would just, here's a wand. They're all the same. But to actually manufacture a different wand that was representative of each character, I thought that was, we talked about this on the other podcast of paying attention to detail, and that's just something that I would not have,
yes.
I would not even have noticed that there were different wands. Anyway.
No,
I digress.
That's all right.
Cho Chang's is 15 and 3/4.
Oh, wow. That's the longest one.
Yeah, that's long. Cho.
That's a very... Look at that. It takes up like the whole
thing. Yeah, and it comes down to almost a point, man, like a saber or something. Oh, okay. Well, let's get to the...
Parvati Patil.
The Patils.
So we're going to start with Parvati. Oh, my gosh.
Parvati is the Gryffindor of the two.
Yes.
Her worst fear is a snake.
A snake.
And her wand, I don't even know.
What? It looks like a dragon wing.
That's what it's supposed to look like. A dragon's wing.
Yes!
It's up below the dragon's wing handle, it's very just plain. It's just baton.
It's very...
But yeah. Below the handle. But the wing looks pretty cool. It even has the leathery...
It has, like, the texture.
Her wand doesn't look long. It's 14 and a quarter inches.
It's not bad.
Nope.
Not bad at all.
Okay, let's move on to Sissy.
Padma.
Padma's wand.
Who is the Ravenclaw in the books, but in the movie they just make them both Gryffindors.
Hers is a simple baton style engraved with runes and circular symbols.
Yes.
It's kind of dark at the handle, lightens up and gets dark again at the tip. It is 14 and a half inches.
Oh, wait, does it mention Cedric?
Okay, this is dead air.
Wait, no, does it mention Cedric, though? About how they're the same one?
Nope.
Okay.
One thing you need to learn on podcasts is no silence.
I know.
It's dead air.
I know.
Next is the wonderfully charming...
Cormac
Keeper.
McLaggen.
Cormac McLaggen. He has a mahogany spiral wand. Carved from tip to tip in order to draw attention to its woody grain. Literally from one end to the other, it has carvings on it spiraling on the handle. Want to take a guess as to how long his wand is, Gigi?
I'd say maybe...
It's the longest wand we've had.
16.
It is. 16 inches. Wow. Okay, we're still on students. Ah, Katie Bell.
Her wand is short!
Oh my. It looks like a toothpick. It's quite short and features a subtle design resembling a branch that has been slowly rubbed smooth. Remember when she got cursed? She flew up in the air and all that weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Katie Bell's wand is 11 inches.
That's Umbridge's is 10.
Wow, that's crazy.
Umbridge's is 10 inches.
Oh, here we go. I actually like lavender's.
Yeah, lavender's wand looks a lot like Seamus's.
Yeah.
It looks a lot like Seamus's, my goodness.
You'd think based on her personality, it would be real flamboyant and
pink.
Stuff. Yeah.
You'd think her wand would be pink. But Umbridge is
It's a baton style, meaning there are no swirls or anything, so it's just straight.
It just has a little stripe.
Bezel right there. Mm-hmm. It has a curved black line toward its base and a series of rings that separate the brown handle from the wand's mahogany-colored tip. So there you go. Again, it looks like kind of like a chair leg.
Yeah, Lavender's a lot of their wands look like chair legs.
It is 11 and a half inches. So.
Yes.
There are two Professor Dumbledores. I wouldn't even call it the Dumbledore's wand. I would call it the Elder Wand.
Yes, because we do have Dumbledore's wand before the Elder Wand, and it's so cool. Oh my gosh, it's wonderful.
The Elder Wand is made from English oak. Mm-hmm. With outcroppings of nodules.
Wait, I thought it was made from elder tree.
Oh, it says right there. English oak. Inlaid with bone and etched with runes.
Why is it called the Elder Wand?
Because it's the best wand, the elder.
Oh.
The supreme. Makes sense. It is thin and distinctive, and it's easily recognizable from a distance. Everyone knows what that wand looks like. It looks long. What do you think, Mel? I mean, Gigi.
Probably 16.
It is 16 inches long. Do we have it?
No, I have a pen Elder Wand.
I have the Albus. Now, this really looks like a furniture leg.
I have that.
Which is McGonagall's. Yes, you have McGonagall's.
And it's long. Oh my gosh, it feels so long. And it is long.
Very long, sleek, black-tipped, exemplifies her no-nonsense sensibility. Handle has a Victorian-style curvature tipped with an amber stone. I always wondered what that little thing was at the end. And her wand is long, you said, right?
Yes.
It is 16 inches as well.
Yes.
That's a cool wand. You have this wand?
Yes, yeah. I do.
Snape's wand is on the hit list. We definitely want that one.
Yes.
One of the things they don't tell you is that it actually is not all the way round. It's actually square in some spots.
Yes, like Sirius's wand is square.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to talk about Sirius's yet. Snape's wand is spare, black, and confined, reflecting the way the character prefers to carry himself.
Yeah, it doesn't really say what.
An intricately carved design marks the handle of his wand, complementing the mysterious complexity of its master.
Anyway.
Okay.
It's all smooth from the handle down. Right. Above the handle, or just the handle, is very, very intricate. And then from that down, it's just totally, totally smooth. How long do you think old Snapey's is?
15.
13 and a quarter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
okay, Madame Pomfrey.
I think we're into the professors now.
She's our local...
Nurse,
yes. I'm not really sure what hers is. What it's made out of.
No, I have no idea.
It's got a knobbed handle that actually is supposed to resemble a bedpost, which makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. It has an unknown core. No one knows what the core is. And it's fashioned of some sort of hard, dark wood. And the length is...
Dun, da, da, dun.
12 and a half. One of my favorites is coming up next. Mr. Rubius Hagrid, Keeper of Keys and Grounds at Hogwarts.
You can see that's what his wand probably looked like.
His wand is really big.
Because it's not a wand.
Yeah. Well, he's 8'6", so he has the umbrella wand, which because they snapped his wand after, you know. It doesn't really say what it was actually made of in the first place before it was snapped.
Yeah, nobody really knows what Hagrid's wand actually looked like.
And you really can't see much of it. The thing looks like a club practically. It's so big.
It's an umbrella.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, really big. It's pretty plain. It looks really like more like a tree branch. How long do you think it is there, Gigi?
Well,
they don't say. It's as long as an umbrella.
Yeah, well, they snap it in half.
Right. Okay, the next one is Sprout.
Her wand is pretty cool.
And it's really pointy.
It's pointy, and then it's flat at the bottom. The handle, it's flat.
It says it might actually be mistaken for a grainy stick from a tree branch found in a garden. What else about it?
What?
What else does it look like?
It looks like kind of... I don't really know, but I recognize, like, the texture of it.
I mean, it's really smooth, but the handle isn't.
No, the handle...
One bezel. I don't know. It looks like a saber. Like a stabbing type of... A saber? It's a sword that's round and sticks rather than one that slices. I think that's what that is, a saber. Sabre. Oh.
Thunder Moon.
The next one is Flitwick. His wand is really cool.
Oh, my.
And tell us a little bit about Flitwick.
Flitwick or Flitwick's wand?
Flitwick. And how he is related to wands in dueling.
Oh, yes. He is, like, the best dueler, like, of his time or something.
Yes. Probably because he's so small he can't be hit. Anyway, the wand is made out of a single piece of wood. In other words, there's no... bezel in the middle or, you know, two-thirds of the way up connecting some sort of material with another piece of material, it's which you don't see that
piece,
very often.
It's just a piece of wood, basically,
yeah.
with something in the middle of it, like something inside of it.
It separates into really four rounded parts as the silhouette of a bird or a butterfly.
Right.
Honestly.
It looks like a butterfly.
I really don't see it, but okay.
This looks like a butterfly.
And remember, he was, yeah, that's only, he's a champion duelist. How long do you think his is?
Probably like 14 and three quarters.
It's actually 15 and three quarters.
Oh.
That's fairly long.
I was like.
Wish they'd have done a different picture. I don't know.
Yeah.
Madam Hooch.
Madam Hooch.
Yep.
Who's just her?
How would you describe her wand? Very smooth.
Very.
It's a baton style.
It looks thick.
Yeah, it does look thick. Like, yeah, it definitely
thick.
Doesn't go to a tip.
No.
It just gets chopped at the end.
It looks like modern, like a chair leg.
A chair leg.
It does.
And a very boring chair. There's not much to her wand. It's got a cool tip at the end.
No.
A handle at the end. The butt of it, I guess.
And the bezel.
She has a little bezel there. That's pretty cool. But other than that, it's just pretty much
it's just a tapered wand.
It's a neutral baton design, it says. Length. It is 16 and a quarter.
Holy guacamole.
Yeah, that's long.
Holy.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Yeah, here we go. The most arrogant man ever made.
Professor
Lockhart.
Gilderoy Lockhart. I'm pretty sure his wand is the longest wand.
Pretty sure it is, too.
The handle, I'd say like a quarter, maybe two quarters of his wand is like... brown.
Yeah, probably about a quarter of it or maybe a third.
And then, like, the rest of it's tan.
Yes, almost like bamboo.
Yeah!
It does. It looks like bamboo. It's very, like, just a white, almost.
Yeah.
Very long, very straight. There's only really design on the butt of the wand, and it looks like almost like a fleur-de-lis type design.
It's like...
The length is... 17 and a half.
Holy guac.
Yes, it's wow, a big one. Don't really know what it's made of or the core.
No. I mean, its elegance is completely different from his personality.
Yeah. His wand is pretty much useless. Except for the Obliviate.
Yeah, but he didn't even use his wand for that.
Okay, Lupin's is really cool. It's raw. I mean, the upper part of the wand, the handle is really rough, but the little ball on the end is smooth. But you can see it's really rough right there. And then this really shows the grain of the wood. It doesn't look really long.
No, it only looks maybe 13 inches.
The wood is olive wood.
Oh.
That's supposed to resemble the moon.
Ah, the ball at the end.
Uh-huh. So it's olive wood.
It looks like an olive.
Olive tree.
It looks like
an
olive.
And it is 13 and a half inches long.
Ah.
Okay. Ah, yes. Is Professor Wanda Moody. So cool? He has a really cool wand. It says that he actually had more than one wand, but it's kind of a...
Oh, my.
There's a darkish red to the wand at the end.
It looks like a prophecy, and then...
It does look like a prophecy.
These look like eyes, because he lost an eye. Like, or he didn't lose an eye. I guess he did lose an eye.
It doesn't say really what the material is or what the core is, but he's got a really cool wand. He's got the silver ring on it about one-third of the way down. Actually, there's two, and one at about a quarter of the way down. And then what's really cool is the reddish...
Yeah,
whatever
it
that's
looks
from.
Like a prophecy.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Except it's
Professor Moody's wand is 15 and a quarter. So. Then we have one Miss Dolores Jane Umbridge.
The character that everyone hates. I mean, I guess we don't hate her. As a person, yes. But as a character, no.
I despise. She's hated more than Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
I mean,
Dumbledore.
Voldemort here.
Dumbledore.
Anyway, her wand is spiraled from end to end,
head to toe,
completely the whole way around,
and it's pink.
And it's pink. I'm trying to see.
I'm pretty sure it's the shortest wand.
It's remarkably short. It says its dark wood is fashioned into a tight stacking of concentric rings. With a pink gemstone in the center.
Right there.
I guess right there.
And I already... And look how sharp it is.
Yeah, the tip even looks like it could stab someone.
But you know what? I know how long it is. It's 10 inches.
It's 10 and a half.
10 and a half. It's the shortest one, definitely.
Here's one that's really cool.
I really want.
We'll do a video of these wands, maybe, and just show them.
We did.
But this is Slughorn's. I mean, this.
Oh.
His wand is really cool. It's got the little slug thing at the end, and it's all metal, right?
The slug is metal.
Right, the slug is. And it doesn't really, again, say the core or the material.
It's probably a slug.
But Slughorn's is 14 and a half inches long, okay?
Yep.
Okay. The next one is... Professor Trelawney.
Her wand is so basic.
Yes, pretty big too, but what do you think? What do you think it looks like?
Nothing.
It looks like a chopstick. Square on one end.
Yes, it looks like a chopstick.
That's what it looks like. It's dark, and it's got it spirals about halfway down, a little more than halfway down, and then there are some runes or carvings on it. Again, not really sure what the wood or the core is, but her wand is 15 and a quarter inches. It's actually a cool looking wand. Here we go. Cedric's, who looks exactly like...
Padma
Patil's, but a little lighter in color. That was mentioned even at our trip to Universal.
Yes.
Doesn't really say what the core is and the material. It's a baton style with a black tip on it.
It has... it's etched... with wheel-like designs and alchemical symbols on its handle.
What do you think for the length?
I'd say maybe 13.
It's 14.63. That's an odd one.
That's a... Yeah.
We don't usually get those. By the way, this book that we're using, it's called...
The Wand Collection.
From the films of Harry Potter, The Wand Collection.
And it has Harry and Voldemort's wands crossing.
It's a hardcover. It's pretty big. All the pictures are glossy. We really lucked into this book because you can tell that it's an expensive book just by the weight of it and the page weight and everything. We got it for like $12.
13.
Okay, 13, you would remember. Because it was on sale and then there was something else on top of that as well. This book was supposed to be
it's like on clearance.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, exactly. And then we got
a
discount too.
Books a million.
So books a million. It should have been like 40 something.
Because
bucks.
We were a member.
We're a member, man.
We're a member. We're a member of Dumbledore's army.
But remember this: we saw this book down in Universal, and it was $44.
Yeah.
I have
that one.
You do have floors. Okay,
yes,
our next
but
one.
But it doesn't look like that. It's black.
Oh.
Mine's black.
Because it's a replica, probably.
Replicas look exactly like them.
Anywho, for those of you still listening, we are now at Fleur's wand.
Fleur.
It looks like, I don't know, how would you describe it?
It's very elegant. It looks, I keep
like
wanting
it's
to...
It's a flourish.
It looks like a flower, like vine, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, but it all, I don't know.
It really does.
Not really sure what it's made of, but it's very pretty.
And
like
it has
Fleur.
Spirals at the end, see?
Yeah.
It spirals all the way.
And it is 14 and a half inches.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, this is a good one.
Victor Crumb. He gets his from Grigorovich.
Yes, he got his from Grigorovich. It's got a bird's head at the end, and it's a nod to the eagle symbol of the Durmstrang Institute. Very thick, very roughly cut with a little natural curve to it.
It's basically just a piece of
It does not say what it's made of, which we're going to do an episode that does say.
Yes.
I'm starting to lose my voice
Crumb. I never lose my voice.
Crumbs is 13 and 3/4 inches long.
I can talk all day long.
I am sure. Yes. Sirius Black. Again, his does look like a chopstick with a lot of carvings on
it. But it's completely square, basically.
Yeah. Well, it does turn round in here.
Yeah.
It's just square near the top. Anyway, yeah, tapers from a square handle into a engraved trail of circles and dots along the shaft.
Runes.
What did I say?
Just circles and dots.
Well, that's what it says on here.
Or to be very specific, runes.
Runes. Also, they wanted Sirius to have a different style of dueling, where he's a little more flamboyant with his movements, and so they actually, when they choreographed his work, you know, when he's like doing the, does the little swish, swirling stuff.
Here, you know, I know this is random, it has nothing to do with Sirius Black, but it does have to do with wands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cherry Wallace went to New York to see the Cursed Child.
Mm-hmm.
She has Scorpius and Albus's wand.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
That has to do with wands.
Scorpius,
next.
This has like marks, but she wouldn't say why. I'm sure they're like the dates adding up to Astoria's death or something.
Next is Nymphadora. Don't call me Nymphadora Tonks.
Her wand is pretty cool.
It's very cool.
That's a side glance.
It's a striped shaft that opens into a jack-in-the-pulpit flower at the end. The person who plays her said she really didn't know what it was until the end, until someone told her.
So do you not want to say her name?
What's her name?
Natalia Tana. Also known as Nat. She likes to call people. She likes
anyway, her wand...
I'd say, like...
I don't know. It's 15 inches.
15?
Yeah. Next is Kingsley Shacklebolt.
Woo! You would think his wand would have, like, lightning on it.
Yeah, and, like, long... His
That's
wand, I don't know, how would you describe that, Gigi?
Dark. Cool.
It looks like, it says here, a germinating plant, like a plant just starting to come out of the seed pod. So it's like, it's really cool. Dark on one end, kind of lighter, very caramel colored, you can really see the grain. And his is 14 and a quarter inches.
Oh, wait. Tonks is longer than his?
Apparently. Mundungus has a really cool wand. I would not have expected a wand this neat.
For Mundungus.
His should just look like some stick you picked up on the ground.
He probably stole that wand.
But no, it's actually a very, very regal kind of wand.
Yeah, it's elegant.
Yeah, it's elegant.
It has like a jewel in the middle.
Yeah, it's got a golden knot, it says, set right above the handle, and the wand looks kind of gold.
With a black jewel.
With a black stone in it, yeah. And it has a golden icon resembling a lion on it somewhere. Doesn't look real long. Mundungus is 13 and a quarter. So, but it's a cool wand. I wouldn't mind having that one. Yes, we do have this one.
Yes.
I think replica.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the...
It looks exactly like that.
The Lord Voldemort wand. Considered to be the most powerful wizard in the wizarding world.
The dark, most powerful dark wizard.
Dark wizard. Right, because Dumbledore is the most powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And
Voldemort's wand is the only white wand. And it's
it is. And it's the only wand made out of bone. All bone.
Human
bone. And yeah, it's human bone. It's got the kind of a honeycombed thing on it where bone
it
has those.
It looks like a bird.
Yeah, and or it does talon. Look like a. Yeah, it looks like a bird skull or something, like a beak.
Or it looks like a talon.
It looks like a talon. But it has that little spot where you can put your finger.
Yeah, that's what I do when I use my
vocal. Okay, this next one, I didn't mean to cut you off, probably our next favorite wand. But unfortunately, you can't get this wand.
You can't buy this wand, and it's, oh my gosh,
Really, really cool wand. It's Peter Pettigrew's wand.
And we know that Peter Pettigrew is like a terrible villain. Person. Yeah, he's the one that brought Voldemort back to life for Pete's sake.
But unlike in the films, he does kind of redeem himself. He does save him. He saves Harry Potter.
Yes, he does.
But to his own demise, because Voldemort makes the hand choke him to death.
Right.
His is made of ebony, but what's really cool about it is
it's twisty and
twirly. Yeah, the upper part of the wand looks like a snake. Coiled into
and look, that looks like the head of the snake. Yeah, it's got the tongue.
Then this really long like thing. I should see what they did to describe it. Is that of a snake coiling inward on itself, with its coiled head creating the handle and its tail serving to the tip of the wand. It's really cool. Oh, I see. Like this is the tail that comes back around.
Did you say that it was ebony?
Yeah. Okay. Ebony. Yep. Ebony wood. If there was a wand that I could get next, I'd get this one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's a knockoff that somebody made. Next is Greyback's wand. His is, again, pretty regal for such a rough guy.
And it's plain. It's just, think it'd have, like, a wolf on it.
Yeah, something. I mean, look at the handle. It's really nice.
It's a very nice wand. It's just
is a black plain. And brown mottled wood, and its handle is marked by a newel post. I keep calling them bezels, but newels. And a wooden ring with silver bands. Sorry. The shaft is thick and comes to a rounded point at the tip. Look at how much of a spike it goes into.
Oh my, that might be sharper than Umbridge.
Yeah, I mean, it's sharp. I mean, it's like a pencil point, man.
Because you'd think Umbridge would have like the sharpest one because she likes to torture people.
Yes.
But
Fenrir's is 14 inches. That seems to be a common number.
Mm-hmm.
Corbin Yaxley. I love his wand. I love the character, even though he's a villain, but he's just really cool.
He's a cool guy.
He's just like a cool older guy. That's what's cool.
And it's weird. I feel bad that it was raining in his office. Yes.
Probably should get an umbrella. It's economical, sharp flattened edges, for newels and carved rings in its handle. A single band adorns its black length. It's a cool wand.
It's a cool wand, definitely.
I like Yaxley's and Draco's. Scabior. His is weird. His wood is almost gray. His wand is jet black and jagged as if it were formed from a single piece of obsidian glass.
It looks like obsidian. Oh my gosh. You know, I really like obsidian. It's just wonderful.
And his wand is 14 and 3 quarters. Yaxley's is 15 and 3 quarters.
Ah.
Next, we have the Death Eaters.
Are there ones that aren't in the book? No.
The first is one Miss Bellatrix Lestrange.
My favorite.
It's warped, and it looks like an eagle, or a talon. Maybe not an eagle, but a bird of prey talon.
Mm-hmm.
Curved handle, ancient rune symbols.
And mine looks just
the tip, yes. The tip looks like it was from a large or massive bird of prey, claw-like shape, dragon heartstring core.
And it kind of looks like it's two wands. Like it looks
like one slid inside the other one.
It looks like there's a wand inside of another wand.
Yeah, it really does. Her wand is 14. Electo Caro with the skull on top. It's a toothless, open-mouthed human skull which leads into a handle resembling a spinal cord.
And here's the way that I remember how to know which Caro is which.
How do you remember?
That Electo is the girl, but Amicus has the name Amy at the beginning, but it's... But Amy is a girl's
name. So it's opposite.
But it's the opposite of Amy. So I remember Amicus is always the boy because Amy is a girl's
name. Sound like Michael Scott.
But
with his remembering
Amy. So, cause, no, yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. So it's Amicus, but it's opposite Amicus. Of Amy. Good.
But we're talking about Electo.
The wand tip is made up of a dark and uneven wood. Yeah, it's cool, though, the skull. We saw a lot of these at Universal.
Mm-hmm.
14 inches.
And Amicus's wand.
Amicus's wand is really cool. I like mine the best, but it doesn't belong to any specific Death Eater.
It just belongs to a Death Eater.
Let's see. Long, elaborate wand. Features serpentine shape, carved with scales.
Oh, it looks like the Dark Mark, too. It's the Dark Mark laying inside of a snake.
the snake looks really cool. Into the face of its base. The handle features an ivory white skeleton lying in, like, underneath, on the, under
it's
the snake's
chin. It's like in its deathbed.
It's 14 inches as well. Antonin Dolohov. I never really got a good look at his wand. His wand looks like a sheep's cane.
Shepherd's crow.
A shepherd, yeah, but just
sheeps
shorter.
Don't use canes.
Whatever, yeah, shepherds, not sheep.
Wait, did I say sheeps? I did.
Did you say
sheep? I meant sheep.
It's features a long spiral carved handle that snakes into a dramatic curve adorned with a skull.
Oh, the longest, the maximum recording time is an hour.
Okay. How do you know that?
It says.
Oh, okay. His wand is 14 and a quarter.
Awesome.
Next. Ooh, the Scrimgar's wand is very, very elegant. I love this wand.
We're getting into ministers.
Yes.
Ministers.
It's mahogany colored. It's elegant, very elegant. Rings that form from the end of the handle, separated from the wand's shaft by a silver band. It's really cool. It's very smooth with a little flourish on the hand into the handle with the little, almost like a brass band, really. It's just, I really like this one.
Yes.
It reminds me of Dumbledore's first.
I've never seen his wand before.
It's 15 and a quarter inches.
Like, available for purchase.
Next one is Pious Thickness.
Oh my gosh, it looks just like
Yeah, it looks basically the same as Scrimgar's.
Except it has a second ring.
Yeah, it's got two rings on it.
It's divided into more pieces.
It doesn't really say what it's made out of. And let's see, the length of his is 15 inches. But yeah, those... Wait, hey, well, these are important.
What's Scrimgar's?
15.
So
Scrimgar's is 15 and a quarter.
Oh.
His is 15. Next we have Xenophilius. It basically looks like somebody just twisted it.
Yeah, it's one piece of wood. It kind of looks like Cho's. It kind of looks like Cho's.
Yes, it does. It's a one-piece wand. Oh, it does have some runes on it.
His wand is so cool.
His?
Wait, what does it say? Oh, that's a rune.
Yeah, but it is pretty cool. But it's simple. It's one piece twisted.
Yes.
Molly's. Very simple as well.
Yeah, her wand. You would think her wand would be, like, orange.
But it's kind of representative of her. It's simple, modest, but practical, you know?
But powerful.
But very powerful, as we find out. Her wand, it doesn't seem like it would be really long. It's 14 and three quarters. Xenophilius, by the way, is 15. Next, we have Arthur's. I like his. It's very simple. Has a little...
twisty.
Yeah, almost like a...
It's like...
Victorian twist at the end.
It's like people put rings and rings and rings.
It looks like one of those candies you eat on a pop that's twisted. It's basically like a lollipop, but it's just long and twisted, and it's on a stick.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
I think they're called unicorn pops.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Anyway, it doesn't say what his is either, but... It is... I lost the page. Sorry, people.
Oh, goodness gracious.
It is 16 inches.
Oh, wow.
Next is my absolute favorite wand. It's Lucius's wand. It's got the snake head.
And
emerald eyes.
And the ones that are really long, like Hagrid's had his hut. And so Lucius, because they always have pictures. Lucius, the picture is... Draco sitting in a chair at Malfoy Manor, and then it has Lucius and Narcissa with their hands on his shoulders, and then Bellatrix is just hanging out.
The next wand, Lucius is 17 and a quarter.
The wand or the
just
stick?
Just the wand.
Lockhart's is 17 and a half.
Yeah, so it's almost as long. But most of his is head.
Yeah.
Next is your favorite, Narcissa.
Well, she's not my favorite. My favorite's Bellatrix.
I know.
But I have Narcissa.
Her wand is prickly.
It's, oh my gosh, it's so prickly.
But it, much like Lucius's, it's very elegant, mm-hmm. very regal.
Lucius and Narcissa's wands are supposed to match each other.
So yeah, I mean, they have silver studs, silver bands. Sorry,
they're supposed to look very alike.
Does Lucius's say what it's made of?
No.
I don't think so either. But whatever wood is made out of, made into,
they're the same.
Yeah, Narcissa's is the same. Narcissa is 12 and a quarter inches.
I'm pretty sure that's probably okay.
And the last wand is Ollivander's wand.
His wand is cool.
Yeah, it's real rustic, but kind of, I don't know, knobby. It looks like it says...
You would think Ollivander would have the coolest
wand. It looks like a tree twisted with age. And the wand's handle has a distinctive curve and is etched at its base with a few runic marks. It's cool. It kind of reminds me of Crumb's a little bit.
When I first saw it, I was like, Crumb? But yeah, it looks like Crumb's.
So that's the wands in the wand book. If you don't have this book, we got it at Books A Million. You could get it at Amazon. They sell it at Universal. They probably sell it at the Universal store online.
Yeah.
But if you're a Harry Potter fan, this is a must book because you get to see all the wands. Mm-hmm. And if you're ordering them, you get to see them. I can think of two stores that we went to that sold wands. The person standing behind the counter had the wand book with them.
Yes.
So that when you talked about wands, they could pull it out. And some of them really knew the wands, and others were like, I don't know. Duh.
I could do the job better than this.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that's the wand thing. Sorry we had to rush a little bit at the end, but we want to keep the podcast under an hour. We've got a video out on YouTube, just came out today.
Yep.
We attempted to make Galaxy Slime that...
Through a kit.
Became overactivated in a matter of seconds. Still working on that. But we're also probably going to do some Twitch, maybe tomorrow, maybe tonight, I don't know. But our Twitch handle is...
www.twitch.tv/moved2wv. Our YouTube is Unicorn Elsa, and you are listening to our podcast. and our Instagram is UnicornElsa09.
Yep. That's it.
So thank you guys so much for listening.
We hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully we'll get more people that not just listen, but, you know, leave us some messages or write in or something through Anchor.
Yes, we'd love to take some suggestions.
Yeah, that would be
good. What you guys would like to hear.
Because we, Gigi and I love Harry Potter. Like, absolutely mm-hmm. love it. We could talk about literally anything for hours with people, with ourselves even, about it. We might do something where we even do a reading thing where we take a chapter and read that chapter and discuss that chapter maybe in some way.
Yeah.
Discuss the characters and stuff, but...
Yeah, I would absolutely love to hear what you guys want to
hear. Me too. I would really, really like that. That's really the main reason we started the podcast, just as a way to talk to other people that were really interested in... Harry Potter.
Or just getting into it and wanting to know some more facts about it.
Yeah, especially that, because we both know...
Everything.
Pretty much everything about it. Obviously, there are some people out there that will know even more than us, but we do know a lot. Let's put it this way. We play trivia, and we don't usually
lose. We have been to a few trivia games of Harry Potter, and we have won every time.
And not just one, but one...
Dominated,
yes. So, but anyway... we would love to hear from you and maybe some other podcasters. Hopefully you guys will listen and have us on your show or even come on ours and help us.
Or have some tips for us.
Yeah, tips would be nice, or even do something where, we can have a podcast with all of us. We don't have to actually be in...
Like a collab.
Yeah, where you're just sort of doing a group talk or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we would love to hear your suggestions. So
take us on out.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you stay tuned for our next podcast, which might be tomorrow, might be day after tomorrow.
Yeah, might be, yeah.
So, and listen or watch us on Twitch. It's www.twitch.tv/moved2wv. Watch us on YouTube at Unicorn Elsa and follow us on Instagram at UnicornElsa09. We'll see you all next time.
Bye.